A new opera premieres tonight in Boston. It was written and developed here in the U.S. in recent years, but the story is 1,000 years old. It's based on a Chinese legend that's never been brought to a Western audience. The world's Adeline Sear has more.
In 2006, retired lawyer Cerie Slim Jacobs was determined to come up with a unique present for her husband's 75th birthday. Lim Jacobs and her husband Charles live in Brookline, Massachusetts, and they're big opera fans. So that gave Lim Jacobs an idea. She would commission an operatic song for the occasion. It would be small, but entirely tailored to Charles Jacobs' musical taste. It seemed like a project that would be manageable quickly. But then, Lim Jacobs says, it got out of control.
It mushroomed to this enormous, unbelievably huge project, which is now international in scope.
The song turned into an opera, one with major Chinese components. That's because, for the story, Cerie Slim Jacobs chose the ancient Chinese myth of Madam White Snake. Lim Jacobs, who was born in Singapore in an ethnic Chinese family, says this story is an essential part of her culture.
Madam White Snake is, I think, the most beloved myth in all of China. It's over 1,000 years old. It is like the Romeo and Juliet of China. And it's not just restricted to China. The people in Japan, many of them are familiar with it, and in Korea, and of course throughout Southeast Asia, wherever there are ethnic Chinese people, we all grew up with it, and we saw it on our home TV sets, on the streets. You know, we have Chinese opera performed on the streets. So it's something that every child knows about.
The story's main character is a white snake demon who longs to become human because she wants to experience love. Determined to reach her goal, she meditates for 1,000 years, after which the gods grant her wish. She turns into a woman of flesh and blood. Now, Madam White, she meets and marries her true love, but she's still part snake after all, and that requires her to leave her household once a month to shed her skin. This is a detail she cannot bear to share with her loving but not trusting husband. And his suspicions about his wife's monthly disappearance will eventually bring her down. So clearly, that wasn't going to fit in one tiny song. Cerie Slim Jacobs wrote up an entire libretto and decided to shop it around.
So I picked up the phone and I called Opera Boston, just like that. It was a cold call. I didn't know anybody. And this man answered the phone. And I asked to speak to Carol Chano, the general director, and he said, "What is this about?" And I said, "Well, I've written an opera, and I want to find out if Opera Boston would produce it."
The man on the phone didn't go for it then, and it took a little while for Lim Jacobs, a self-described failed writer who had never published anything, to convince Opera Boston's general director that she was not, as she put it, a crank. But incredibly, after many more calls, she succeeded, and Opera Boston took on the project. The opera's music is the work of U.S.-based Chinese composer Zhou Long. His involvement got the attention of the Beijing Music Festival, which ended up co-commissioning the work. Zhou Long opted for a Western orchestra with the addition of some Chinese instruments, like a bamboo flute and a Chinese fiddle, the erhu. There are also melodies borrowed from traditional Chinese operas, just like this one. It's sung here by Korean-American soprano Saul Kim Bentley, who is the understudy for the role of Madam White Snake.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese opera singer Ying Huan will sing the title role at the premiere. The Shanghai native says she's happy to be part of the project.
I think, you know, for me as a singer, classical trained opera singer, happened to be born in China, it's my mission not only being a singer, but East-West culture ambassador.
In spite of the many versions of Madame Whitesnake that have been made on film, television, even cartoons, the story has never been brought to a Western audience in English. So tonight's Boston premiere of the opera at the Cutler Majestic Theater will mark Madame Whitesnake's grand entrance into the American repertoire. As for Cerise Slim Jacobs, she says, as a lawyer, she knows how to convince a jury of strangers to adopt her point of view, and she hopes the audience tonight will be no different.
I look on them as a jury that is going to just be bowled over and convinced that this, in fact, is the most wonderful vision.
Madame Whitesnake will travel to Beijing in the fall. For the world, I'm Adeline Sia.
That wraps our program today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. You can join us online at theworld.org. And have a great weekend.